Chapter 4. Natalie and I walk into cellular and molecular biology at the same time the next day, and while ignoring each other is pretty much how we normally work, I'm not sure I can today. "Hi," I say. "Congratulations, Julia," she says, even though who calls me that? "I hear Mr. Wheeler made you editor." I still have the impulse to explain the whole technicality thing to her, but she's the very last person who requires that explanation. "Yeah." She walks past me and takes a seat. I try not to frown at how unilluminated I am over this situation, but considering how bad I am at controlling my face, I'm sure I frown. After fourth period, I stop off at my locker to put away my newspaper stuff on my way to the cafeteria. I do consider keeping my red notebook with me to take some notes. Our table isn't exactly quiet, but I found it's pretty easy to let the couple self-maintain and therefore get work done. "Hey, Jules," Alex walks right up to me. "Big liaison business today?" "No liaison business at all today," I say. "We only have meetings the first Monday of each month. Are you finding your way around all right? If you have any questions, any liaison or I could." "I'm actually doing fine," he says. Last night, Sadie and I pulled up all the official Chaos for All music videos we could find on VidLook. There were only 4, and 3 of those we'd never seen before. I feel a sense of guilt that we watched all of them, some of them up to 6 times, but they are just there out in the world for anyone to view. Also, right now, we're just out here in the world, out in the hallways of Eagle Vista Academy, at least, for anyone to view. I don't think it's my imagination that everyone who walks past stares first at Alex and then at me to figure out why he'd be talking to Jules McAllister Morgan. Alex reaches mere centimeters past me and taps the photo of Daisy and Peanut taped up in my locker. "Who are those?" "Dogs," I say. "My dogs. I mean, not just, like, random dogs. Ha ha, why would I have pictures of random dogs?" "I don't know, they seem cool, why not? We've moved a lot, so my parents' official rule is no pets." He's so close to me right now, and it's hard not to stare at his face. I'm tall like Darcy, we're both 5'9", but Alex is taller. His eyes are such a warm shade of brown.